This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
This is Monster My Podcast.
And these are the spawn of Yig.
There's a monster in my podcast.
More snakes.
More snakes. So many snakes on this motherfucking podcast.
Yeah. I need to comfort myself. Let me grab this can of beer nuts. Oh no.
Oh no. The thing I didn't want.
Yes.
So these are, if Yig makes love,
right.
They produce, the woman who he makes love to makes a big egg.
Yes.
And then a half snake, half human comes out with like shitty little dangly T-Rex legs or arms.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Has a partially human face, mm-hmm. But with lidless eyes, which just feels like a nightmare. Like, mm-hmm. do they have handlers? Do they have like Shabbos goy, but instead of using the elevators, like they just have a little spray bottle to mist their lidless eyes?
What is a Shabbos goy spray elevator? Can you explain that?
The concept of a Shabbos goy, to my understanding, people who are devout or observant or Orthodox Jews. You know, when they are observing the Sabbath, they cannot do things that create fire. So like electrical things, you know, cannot turn on a light or things like that. So what they do is they hire a goy, you know, somebody who is.
You have to go more basic. Are you describing a position? Are you describing a place?
I am describing a person. I am describing a non-Jewish person who a Jewish person hires to do for them things that they are forbidden to do on the Sabbath.
Okay. There we go.
Yes.
Because I'd never heard that word before. So I didn't know whether this was like a robot or a creature.
Yeah, it's like some kind of golem.
Yeah, well, that'd be, you know, in brand, you know. Like riddle me this, Jewish faith. Like, if you don't want to turn on this light switch,
I just want to know if they have lid helpers. Do they have people that mist their eyes because they can't close them anymore,
and their arms are useless? They have to try to work the spray bottles with their feet.
Yeah.
You know, that's not great.
Right.
Or if they have a tail, I guess they can just like, even though like, hey, I don't know if a snake is like prehensile, like the one in Disney's Robin Hood grabs shit, but I don't know if in real life if they could grab something.
Yeah.
You know, snakes, man, I don't know. They're cute. I think they can sometimes be kind of cute, but there is an inherent, like, not super coolness to me, I guess, about snakes, you know?
Yeah.
But maybe they're cool enough.
Yeah. Like
these faint attempts at monsterism just aren't doing very much.
Right. And it runs into the idea that, I mean, just animals are monsters anyway. They're just they're just monsters that we've seen enough that they stop being monsters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't really understand it. Azalea Bishop.
There is a word choice in this that I do not understand, because these half human, half snake things are called gregarious eaters.
I really like that.
So just
like very like friendly.
Come join me at this banquet. Yeah.
Yes. Come eat egg.
Please eat egg.
Please eat egg. Come eat egg. I came from egg. Now I eat egg.
Yes.
Yep. Don't remind me of Mother's Day. What if Yig, when he made love to a woman, one, he was very good at it. Two, they
just very had generous egg. Lover, Yig.
Generous, yeah, a gregarious lover. And then the a gregarious eater of pussy, Yig.
Jesus.
But they had an egg, but no Yig spawn came out of it, just a human did. But that was the only difference.
Yeah.
Like, that'd also be pretty Lovecraftian, right?
Yeah.
Too scary. Came out of an egg. Would you keep the shell? Like, Cole, if you were born from an egg, would you hold on? Do you think that, like, if what if your parents moved recently and you helped them pack up the house? What if there was a crawl space where there was the shell that you were born from?
I've actually run into this. I was gonna bring it because I didn't find my shell.
Oh, okay.
I didn't find my shell, Gary.
What a revelation.
Yeah, I was born from an egg. That explains a lot about me. No, I have several boxes that are sitting in my living room, some of which are just, you know, like just a whole Rubbermaid tote of all the McDonald's toys we ever got that my mom saved because she thought they would be worth money someday. But there's also like, you know, baby boxes. So there's, you know, blankets and clothes and stuff that I guess I just have to have forever now. But you know, I asked my mom, you know, when I go through this, what are the odds that I'm going to find teeth? Because I've gone through other boxes and I found teeth. Like I had like in my living room, taped to the side of the glass skull that my PSVR is stored on is a bag with my wisdom teeth that my mom kept. And those were taken out when I was in high school. Yeah.
Why do you think?
Witchcraft.
I mean, yeah. Is she trying to plant new coals? Like, why would you keep your teeth?
Maybe I just found, but that's a thing, like talking to other people, like just I asked her this in the presence of other people in the family, and it's like, oh yeah, I kept all of so-and-so's baby teeth, you know, like I just wanted to keep them. So like keeping baby teeth is a thing.
It's like a gross Ross thing,
and maybe,
or is it a thing for normos?
I think it might be a thing for, I mean, definitionally you can't be a normo if you're hoarding teeth, but like it's the people keep umbilical cords and shit, like people keep placenta, you know, like it's a,
there's gotta be a word for those things that like it feels just weird just to throw this in a garbage.
Yeah,
you know, I understand the idea of throwing away a tooth feeling a little weird.
Yeah, but
like I guess it's garbage now, but it
was part of me, but also like I don't bag up my hair clippings, and I don't like, and I throw away nail clippings every 2 weeks or so.
Yeah,
well, what is it about teeth? I don't know. So maybe I'll find my shell. I find
that very strange.
Maybe
maybe you'll find your shell. Maybe if you do this, text teeth to duck feed.
If you have your teeth, please mail them to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, Washington, D.C. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.